Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The session will be opened with prayer. Prayer will be offered by the chaplain of the Senate, and today's chaplain is retired New York City Police Department Detective Rob O'Donnell, Durham, Pennsylvania. Please rise.
Heavenly Father, we gather to remember this solemn day on the eve of a national memorial, to honor the memory of those lost and seek your guidance for our nation, our Commonwealth, and this Senate chamber. As a former NYPD detective, I bore witness to the courage of peacemakers and the resilience of families rebuilding in the shadow of tragedy with my own eyes. Today, we lift our hearts to you, drawing strength from you. You remind us, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. We pray for those who serve as peacemakers, our first responders, our law enforcement, our military, and all who strive for justice and peace. Grant them wisdom, courage, and protection as they stand in the breach. May their sacrifices inspire unity and compassion in our communities. We also seek your blessing for families, especially those planting roots in new lands like my family did 22 years ago in Lackawanna County, as so many have done in Pennsylvania's rich history to raise their next generation. Lord, guide the families of this Commonwealth as they build homes, raise children, and contribute to the flourishing of our land. May they find hope and purpose, trusting in your provision that they cultivate new beginnings. My three children, a tactical combat naval aviator, a pediatric psychiatric nurse, and a Marine Corps officer, and all our children raised on the good of this nation in service to us all, let us give thanks. On this week of remembrance, we pray for the healing of those still wounded by loss and for the strength for this Senate and its deliberations for the common good. Unite us in your truth, as Psalm 133 declares, "Behold, how good and pleasant it is for brothers and sisters dwell in unity." May the decisions made here reflect your justice, mercy, and peace. We offer this prayer in your holy name. Amen.
I'd like to welcome Mr. Rob O'Donnell, who is our guest chaplain today, and also a guest of myself, Senator Lisa Baker, and constituent of Senator Marty Flynn. Rob is a resident of Lackawanna County and was born and raised in New York City. Rob began his career as a New York City police officer in 1992, later promoted to detective, and worked for the department's Organized Crime Control Bureau Precinct Detective Squad, retiring out of one of the department's homicide task force. During his career, Rob has been involved in the 93 World Trade Center bombing, the response recovery of September 11th, and after retiring due to injuries sustained in the line of duty, he moved to Northeast Pennsylvania in 2004. Rob was also involved with the investigation of the Fort Dix terror plot suspects in 2007, and in November 2020 was called by his son for guidance that was in the midst of an ongoing active shooter situation at Naval Air Station Pensacola, where he was assigned, making Rob the only first responder in America involved with four domestic terrorist incidents, unfortunately. Today, Rob hosts the Afternoon Drive news talk radio show in Northeast Pennsylvania, The Rob O'Donnell Show, which is aired locally on WILK and Odyssey Station. Rob is married to his beautiful wife, Lizette, for 30 years next month and has three grown children, Gavin, a United States Naval Academy graduate and a Navy Strike Naval aviator, Kayla, a graduate of Pennsylvania State University and pediatric psychiatric nurse, and Madison, who is the only woman in Northeast Pennsylvania to be accepted to all three service academies, Air Force Academy, West Point, and the Naval Academy, in which she graduated as a United States Marine Second Lieutenant, currently in the pilot pipeline. You can see this is quite an amazing family, and Mr. O'Donnell has really sacrificed so much and been through so much for our country, and especially as we memorialize September 11th. We are grateful that he is here with us today and thankful for all his help over the years. Please join me in giving my guest chaplain, Mr. Rob O'Donnell, a very warm and loving Senate welcome.
The guest.
Well, that was...
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That was how I started my day today. I was asked to give the opening prayer in honor of 9/11 and our Senate in Harrisburg, the Pennsylvania Senate, to open up their session for today because they are not in session tomorrow on September 11th. And if you listen to the prayer that I've said this morning, it's fitting because in a mixed body Senate, to where the Republicans do have the majority, but there is quite a few Democrats there, and both came up to me, with the exception of my senator, and thanked me for being there and shook my hand and had a little conversation. And, you know, it was nice to talk. I sat down earlier in the day before that. The session opened at 11 o'clock today to talk about to talk with Senator Rosemary Brown, some of your senator, some of the you out there, Senator, and Senator Lisa Baker. Talked about the budget stalemate and, you know, my views on it. They asked me for and listened to where we stand. And things are looking better as far as getting a budget as we move forward. There is some movement there. So hopefully that that agreement and that working together and that unity that I talked about there shines through. And we see this tragedy now. And I was going to lead off the show with that today, you know, kind of ease into September 11th with that. And you know, today was a good day up until I got to work here and then this news started breaking. And not only do we have, and again, if you're just joining us, the founder of Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk, was shot at an event in Utah at a campus today, surrounded by thousands of college students, was shot and killed. He's 31 years old. He has two small children, married. And a lot of America is hurting right now, and a lot of America is wondering, what's next? What's next? Where do we go from here? There is a lot of sadness. There's a lot of anger. There is a lot of confusion. And the right people in the right places need to focus that for the American people in a positive direction. We also have a school shooting in Denver, Colorado, where three individuals, two of them being students, are at a hospital. In critical condition. Police are on the scene. They're asking for parents to go to a reunification site at their elementary school because the high school is still an active investigation. But police are on the scene, and the individuals in critical condition are at a hospital. So that's where today's turned. That's where, you know, how quick on a dime the cycles can change here. To where, you know, I drove down 2 hours to Harrisburg first thing this morning, left my house at 7 o'clock. Had some really good meetings with some of our state leaders, spoke to both Democrats and Republicans on the Senate floor. And if you've never been to our state capitol in Harrisburg, I strongly recommend you go down there. It is a beautiful place. Lisa Baker, Senator Baker, took some time to explain to me the murals on the wall and their meaning behind them, and that the an apprentice for Tiffany is who designed the gold leaves that are adorned on the ceilings of a lot of the Capitol, in the rotunda and in the House chamber. I also had a tour of the House chamber from the rotunda, and it's just a beautiful place to be. Came back here, and Senator Brown has shared that video we just played for you. You can find it on my social media. And then we had the news that there was a shooting with Charlie Kirk, Turning Point USA's founder. Again, a 31-year-old family person. And I know a lot of people on the left, a lot of people who are angry at the things that he says, may see him as the enemy. I'm looking at him on TV here with his daughter, wife, and him at a baseball game. His daughter, his son, his little infant son, and his wife at the beach. You know, he's a family person. He's a human being. He has an opinion, as we all do. You know, husband and wives argue about things all the time. Families argue. Siblings argue. Siblings fight. You know, we argue with our friends. We argue with our family. We argue at work. But to take it to a point to where I would assume that the person who did this is a total stranger of him, just despises his point of view to the extent to where he was willing to not only risk his life as the shooter, but take a life in Charlie Kirk, take a family's life away. His wife's life is now destroyed. His children's life, these two little angels who appear both to be under the age of six, their lives are ruined forever. They will never grow up with their dad. The daughter may have some distant memories of her father growing up. He will never walk her down the aisle. The son, he will never play catch with his son because someone hated him so much because he had a point of view. And when we start to break that down, when we start to look at that at its core, how sad that is, how ridiculous that is. But you know what? We deal with that, especially in this age of politics. You know, I have people attack me on social media all the time. I have people who come here to the station and want to argue because, you know, arguing or listening to me on the radio angers them so much that they'll go dozens of miles out of their way to come here to tell me how much they don't like what I have to say. There's something mentally wrong there. There's something, the fact that you can't walk away from someone you disagree with is a sad state of affairs for this nation, is a sad state for us to be in. The fact that there's people who cross the line on as callers here to the station, so I no longer take their calls. So they go to their social media and now call me the pig. You know, here's the ex-pig, Rob O'Donnell, assuming they're making fun of my police service. So you went from calling the show all the time to me not taking your calls because you crossed the line after you were warned several times. And then, you know, you run to social media to call names. I hope it makes you feel better. Hopefully it's just that. But we're starting to see time and time again. And listen, I'm sorry, but the obvious is the obvious. This seems to be leaning more towards one side that can't handle their emotions. And we cannot look at that Pandora's box that has been opened and deny it and say it. We've seen it probably because it's more at the forefront more recently. But, you know, you look at these events, you look at these issues, and it seems to be coming from one side. And we need to do something as a whole to change our direction as a nation, change our direction as people. If not, I mean, what's next? Are we on a full-blown civil war? Are we just going to start going at it? Or is it going to be tit for tat? Is some, you know, crazed conservative going to take out a progressive? I know for a fact our politicians right now are frightened because of this. Our people in media, CNN, MSNBC, Fox, here on the radio, is generally concerned about where this is going, where our safety stands moving forward. It shouldn't be like that. And we really have to start to look inward because you disagree with what someone's saying because of their viewpoints and opinion, because of who they may have or may not have voted for. We're turning to violence. It can't be that way. It can't be that way. You can't want to kill somebody because you disagree with them. They're not the enemy. They're not your enemy. They just think differently than you. And that's okay. It's the way it's supposed to be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.